Today's Bible study is about the importance of being in position. Introduction. As believers striving to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, Galatians 5:16, our daily positioning, physically, mentally, and spiritually, matters more than we realize. Being in position means being where God has called us to be, both naturally and spiritually. When we neglect that position, we become vulnerable to distractions, temptations, and even sin. One powerful biblical example of this is found in the life of King David. A moment of misalignment in his position led to a series of tragic decisions that affected his life and legacy. David was out of position. 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 says, "It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem." David, the warrior king, was supposed to be on the battlefield, leading his troops as he had done in the past, but instead he stayed back in Jerusalem. This decision, seemingly minor, placed him out of position. It was while he was idle, walking on his rooftop, that he saw Bathsheba bathing. His lust led to adultery, which spiraled into lies, deceit, and the murder of Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. David's sin began not with the sight of Bathsheba, but with being out of position. Example. Today, the same principle applies. When we're not where we're supposed to be, in body, mind, or spirit, we open the door for the enemy to tempt us. Consider this example. A brother or sister in Christ regularly attends Wednesday night Bible study, but one week decides to stay home. They're tired or just don't feel like going, so they plan to watch the live stream online instead. However, instead of immediately tuning in, they scroll on their phone, open YouTube or social media, and come across provocative images or suggestive content. What started as innocent scrolling turns into a rabbit hole of lustful videos and distractions. Before they realize it, the service is over, the live stream has ended, and they're left feeling convicted, distant, and disconnected. While the live stream can be watched later, the missed opportunity for in-person worship and accountability, as well as the exposure to temptation, could have been avoided if they had simply been in position, in the house of God, where their spirit could be fed and strengthened. Being in position protects us. It guards our eyes, our heart, and our mind. Spiritual positioning matters. Being out of position isn't always physical. It can be spiritual too. You can attend church and still be out of position if your heart is distracted or disengaged. God calls us to be in the right place and the right posture, attentive, submitted, and ready to be used. Conclusion. David's story teaches us that being out of position can lead to devastating consequences. In contrast, being in position puts us in alignment with God's will, keeps us spiritually sharp, and shields us from unnecessary battles. Ask yourself, am I where I'm supposed to be? Am I avoiding places and situations that lead me into temptation? Am I spiritually alert and ready to obey God's leading? Let us be intentional about our position. Whether it's showing up to church when we're supposed to, spending time in prayer, or avoiding distractions that pull us away from God, we must guard our placement. Because the moment we step out of position is often the moment the enemy steps in. Stay in position. Your destiny, your calling, and your purity depend on it.